breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. You know, every day we talk about things that pertain to the top stories of the day, but sometimes we've got to get a little bit deeper than the front page to really understand what's going on. I don't think there's anywhere where that's more clear than what life is like for those living in New York City right now. The last year has been basically a decimating of their lives on many different fronts. And to have things change, sometimes you've got to change the leaders that are involved in making the decisions. And that is what my next guest hopes to do. He is now the officially endorsed Republican candidate, the Staten Island Republican Party endorsing him this past weekend for the office of mayor in the election of 2021 this year. Some will know him as a former talent with Salem Media here in New York. He is, of course, still heard on 77 WABC here in New York City. But he is a good friend and often appears with me on the John Catsimatidis program on Wednesday evenings on the TriCast, as we call it, across three great radio stations across the tri-state area. Curtis Sliwa is his name. Curtis, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. It's good to have you.
Oh, my pleasure. As I span my hands across the trifecta of our broadcasts on Wednesday nights, great to be talking to you again.
Yeah. Curtis, why are you running for mayor? What is it about the city right now that's giving you this motivation to do this?
The city's destroyed. This mayor, I call him Comrade Bill de Blasio, the part-time mayor, the dope from Park Slope, has single-handedly, with the help of Andrew Evilize Cuomo, just stomped on this city, stomped the life out of it, the economic lifeblood. They have allowed crime to sort of reach levels that we haven't seen since I started the Guardian Angels 42 years ago up in the Bronx. And they have added insult to injury by impaling the police, who are no longer proactive. They now have to be reactive. And criminals have a license to steal, to loot, to rape, to rob, to shoot, and they do nothing at all to try to amend that from taking place. So that's why, when you think of all the Democrats who have announced that they have intentions of being the next mayor over my dead body, because none of them are talking about refunding the police, none of them are talking about law and order, none of them are talking about zero tolerance or quality of life. And that's what I've lived for 42 years as a leader of the Guardian Angels.
Yeah. Well, by the way, congratulations on that anniversary. I know it just recently passed, and you've certainly done your share to protect the city that we all love. Curtis, talk to me about the ingredients that you see in what in how the city was dismantled, and what is your action plan, if elected, to put it back together?
Well, first off, Kevin, you listen to some of these other candidates for mayor, they talk about as if they had a printing press at City Hall, and they could just print money like our federal government does, raise the debt ceiling, raise the deficit ceiling. And whether it's Yang and his gang or any of the others, they want to give money away. Give money away, even though we're on the precipice of fiscal dissolvement, bankruptcy. And they're talking about giving money away, money we don't have. Now, unlike the federal government, where both now the Democrats and Republicans think nothing about ruining the future for our children and children's children, because somebody has to pay off this debt. The municipal budget, a state budget, a county budget must be balanced. So for them to actually go out and talk about how they're going to give away money that they don't have, defund the police, but increase the budgets for other social service agencies is absolutely outrageous. What we got to try to do is keep the police department from bleeding out of its fiscal resources, because ever since they defunded the police by $1 billion, the units that were in the front lines, whether it's street crime or the homeless unit or the unit that is assigned to following these demonstrations, which at times leads to rioting and looting, they've neutered them, they've eliminated them. They have to be put back into place if we stand a chance. I'm trying to normalize the streets and subways of New York City.
Yeah. We're speaking with Curtis Sliwa, a longtime radio voice, recognizable icon of New York with his red sateen jacket and, of course, the red beret. And you can see the Guardian Angels oftentimes just out protecting New York City in a variety of capacities. Curtis, so I talk to a lot of faith-based and people that live below the poverty line. They live in the projects in Queens and Brooklyn, and they are very concerned that there is an element of takeover of their city that the elected Democratic leaders don't seem to be very concerned about, and they've never voted for a Republican. Why should urban families who have a distrust of the Republican Party look at Curtis Sliwa as a mayoral candidate and say he's someone who really gets what I'm going through?
Well, number one, Kevin, previously many of the Republican candidates for mayor here and other offices in our urban area of New York City have not gone in there because they felt it was just it was a waste of their time and resource. I have spent most of my life in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Going into areas where the only Republican these people have ever seen is Abraham Lincoln on a $5 bill. So you have to establish a contact with them. You have to get them to understand that this is about self-help. And not just crime and law and order, but in the schools. It can all relate to that. The public school system is failing them. They're not issuing enough other licenses to open up more charter schools. They're not talking about vouchers and tuition tax credits for existing parochial schools so that families have choice, because we all recognize that if you're poor and impoverished, that's the route out, is education, the opportunity to pick yourself up, to get involved in being able to think for yourself, process information for yourself, read and write. And what I've always said, Kevin, it no matter how complicated the curriculum gets with Common Core and all these other wrinkles, which I just think is a waste of time, just get back to the basics. I call it the four R's: reading, writing, arithmetic, and the most important R, respect. And the respect factor is missing from many of the public schools. You see it in the charter schools. You see it in the parochial schools. And let's face it, in many instances, it's the same children. So why is it the parochial schools and the charter schools are getting better results? It starts with respect and the control in the classroom the teachers have that many of them do not have when they're in public school atmosphere.
Curtis, if people want to get involved in the campaign, and there's a long way to go, how can they connect with you?
Well, right now we have just announced. So the best way is just go to guardianangels.org. You can see everything we've done in 42 years. Just shoot me an email, and I'll definitely get back to you. But, hey, we're out to save our city, and Curtis Sliwa is going to do that as mayor in 2021.
All right. Curtis, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. Anytime.
All right. GuardianAngels.org for more info. And you hear the passion, the heart, why he wants to help. GuardianAngels.org. Kevin McCullough coming right back.